Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, kind of a rare occurrence this week as your team was able to play two basketball games in 1 week as you guys started on Monday against Crestwood, traveling there to Cresco for that matchup. And let's start there, Coach. Kind of an exciting game. Your team had the lead and maybe jumped on Crestwood a little bit. Maybe surprised them. Your team played really well, though unfortunately kind of gave them a little bit of a run. And that little bit of a run for them was enough to end up picking up the victory 71-54.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I was really pleased with the way our kids came out and followed what we wanted to do, and I thought they played really well. And it was much better than our last outing against Algona. I thought we really went back and cleaned up some things, and I think really prevalent when we played Cresco, and especially at both ends of the court. But like you said, we just had probably about four key spots where we didn't rotate well defensively, and they knocked down a couple threes, or we made some big turnovers, and that led out to some points for them early in the second half. And basically those are 10, 12-point swings that would have kept us in the game. But even when that happened, the thing I think I liked best about it that we didn't see earlier in the season is we got down and then were able to cut it back in the fourth quarter and have a chance. But, again, a good Cresco team took advantage of the lead and knocked down free throws, and they were able to come away with that win. But really proud of the kids' effort and liked the direction they were heading coming out of that.
Let's stay on this game for a little bit, Coach, and a couple of things I noticed from the game. Yeah, there were a couple of key turnovers, but 12 team turnovers as a team, that's got to be a pretty okay number for you.
Yeah, I think between Tommy and Carson and Ty Sokko even handling the ball at the point, we're doing a pretty good job of taking care of it. It was just a couple things that hurt us there when they were making a run. It just kind of amplified that run, but like you said, there were some really good things I saw that night. Carson Hall, who sometimes I'm already forgetting, he's only a sophomore, led us with 13 points and just did a nice job overall for us and just a steady player for us. And Carson Strukel had 12 against one of the better inside players we're going to see in the Cresco kid over there, that he just took his time. And I know he wanted to finish a little better than he did, but yeah, I thought he did a good job at both ends of the court trying to keep him in check. And at the same time, Carson, like I said, had 12 points. So a lot of good things that we can build on.
Coach, your next game of the week, you guys took on Belmond on the next night. First of all, it was Tuesday morning by the time we all arrived back in Forest City, and then you guys turn around and have to go to Belmond the next day. So first of all, quick turnaround for your team, Coach.
It was, and that's something you're kind of worried about. We've been struggling, but yet, I keep telling the kids we're going the right direction, good things going to happen. And, we've gone down to Belmond before and not played well and been in a dogfight. And, I really like the way the kids went down there and approached things and executed at both ends of the court. But, yeah, you're right. We had very, very quick turnaround, got back about 12:30 on I guess it's Tuesday morning, and then play that afternoon game. But got some good momentum going into break with that win down at Belmond. So that was good to see.
Yeah, and I thought, Coach, I'll get your perspective here, but from my thoughts, I know Belmond is building a little bit and working, but I think your team coach played well and probably could have played with a lot of teams no matter who you were playing that night. Maybe one of the best efforts I've seen from your team this year.
Yeah, we mentioned that after the game, especially with the kids, that a lot of them, I think Tommy Miller played 18 minutes, and that was the most of any kid, but when they were out there, they played hard. They executed at both ends of the court, and that was my concern going in. I wanted to make sure we kept building on what we were doing at Cresco and took care of what we needed to do, and we didn't look so much at Belmond stuff and what they did. We just wanted to continue to build on what we did, but I thought we did some really good things, and like you mentioned, I think we would have competed with a lot of teams that night, and you saw that we had very few turnovers. Tommy Miller, in fact, had a double-double. He had 18 points for us and 10 assists, and really delivered the ball well. We thought we had a good advantage inside, and Tommy recognized that, and even against the zone, we were able to get some looks in there, and we had some guys finish well in there. Carson Strukel, again, had 13 for us. Tristan Branstoy had 4 for us, and another kid that I haven't talked about much was Corey Thorson, came off the bench and had 8 points for us, and Ty Delavu gets, I think, 7 rebounds. So just up and down the lineup, guys went in there and competed and played hard and did some really nice things. innings and had some positive scores back for what they did overall. So good to see, and especially good to go into break and build on that. So, yeah, real happy with the win down there.
Coach, defensively, I thought your team played really well. You held them to 10 points in the first half of basketball. You outscored them 43-10. Defensively, just what worked so well?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, we wanted to make sure we took penetration lanes away, and that's something that really hurt us a couple times at Cresco with the Powell kid. We just lost track of our game plan, what we wanted to do, and the Franklin kid at Belmont is real similar. He's going to put the ball on the floor and try to get to the rim, and I thought we rotated much better. I thought we communicated better, and those are things that young teams struggle to do, and in the early stages of a season, I think these guys are starting to do better, and we had some ball pressure. I thought Connor Sofko did a nice job on the wing with him, also making sure he was going to where we had help. And, you know, I didn't mention him with the points either, but he had 12 points and he knocked down his three, so he's getting his shot going a little bit, which is really good to see. But back to the defensively, I think the rotation and the communication are the two best things that we did down there, and gave up a couple in transition, but you're going to do that the way we were going there. But overall, very pleased with our defensive effort.
And, Coach, you guys go into the break now, and you're going to come back and have quite a few games here in the second half. Your team will have some time off. Just tell us a little bit of what you guys are going to do once your team gets back on the floor, and talk about how January is going to be quite the schedule for you.
Yeah, it is. We come back and have some very challenging games with Garrigan playing very well right now. Then we get Lake Mills and Clear Lake that are two of the better teams in the area for sure. So we're at the point right now where I think we've got a lot of things in. We've seen a lot of things from other teams, so we kind of know what we're going to do in different situations. So our goal over break, number one, let them have some time with their family and enjoy the break. And when we come back, we want to just make sure we clean up enough that they're at the point now where I want them to just go out and play and, you know, not think, just go out and use their athleticism and be basketball players and react to what teams do. And, you know, we're not going to throw in a bunch of stuff over break. This day and age, everybody on film knows what you're going to do anyway. So you have to do it better than they know you can maybe, and just out execute people. And so that's what we're going to work on, and hopefully get these guys just comfortable and get out there and have some fun and play basketball and get up and down the court and go hard. And that's going to be our goal after break.
All righty, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with us and talking with us each and every single Saturday. Have a great Christmas here on Christmas Eve. Have a great Christmas tomorrow, and we appreciate your time.
All right, you do as well, Darren. Thank you.
That's Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.